And now, a CBS special presentation.
Tonight, Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life, an all-star Grammy salute. With performances by Tony Bennett, Andrea Bocelli, Gary Clark Jr., Lady Gaga, Jennifer Hudson, John Legend, Annie Lennox, Neo, The Band Perry, Ed Sheeran. Special combinations with India Irie, Janelle Monae and Jill Scott, Ariana Grande and Kenny Babyface Edmonds, and Pharrell Williams with Ryan Tedder, and of course, the great Stevie Wonder. To kick it off Stevie style, it can only be Beyoncé.
Beyoncé stands among the audience.
Yeah.
She struts down an aisle.
How y'all feeling tonight? I want you to stand up on your feet if you love Stevie Wonder.
The crowd stands.
If you love Stevie Wonder like I love Stevie Wonder, I want you to stand up on your feet. Hello, Stevie.
She kisses Stevie on the cheek.
How you feeling? Everybody say yeah.
Yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah.
I think y'all could do a little bit better than that.
Beyoncé joins other musicians on stage.
Everybody say yeah.
Beyoncé dances. On either side of her, male dancers clad in all black copy her moves.
Well, I know everybody had a good time. Now, if you want me to, if you want me to, I'm gonna swing the song. Mine, clap your hands a little bit louder. Clap your hands just a little bit louder.
Beyoncé dances on the stage steps. The male dancers groove around her. Ed joins Beyoncé on stage. You're listening to video description on the secondary audio program channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Nikki Crawford.
Everyone's feeling pretty. It's our turn in July.
Ed jams on his guitar as Beyoncé dances with a wide smile.
They want us to join the fighting, but our answer today is to let all our worries, like the breeze, through fingers slip away.
Peace has come to Zimbabwe. Cause we only just begun. Didn't know it.
Berry joins them on stage with a guitar. Beyonce grooves beside him. Gary steps up to a mic. Steps next to Gary. Dances by Ed as Gary plays a solo. Beyonce struts across the stage, then returns to Ed Sheeran. Stevie Wonder grins and thumps his chest with his fist. Beyonce puts her arms around Ed and Gary. They head off stage.
Please welcome your host for tonight and the host of our Grammy Awards every year, LL Cool J.
Wow.
A spotlight falls on LL Cool J, who wears a tailored suit and a flat cap.
I said, wow! Man. Welcome one and all to Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life, an all-star Grammy salute. I want to thank Ed Sheeran, Gary Clark Jr., and Beyonce for taking us all to higher ground. Now tonight, we all gathered together to do something wonderful. We are honoring one of the most important, groundbreaking, enduring, and yes, visionary musical artists in history.
LL Cool J nods at the audience.
We are celebrating Stevie Wonder. If you make music in any way, you learn something from Stevie. Now,
the host shrugs his arms at the audience.
Personally, when I was a little kid, I first learned something about street smarts when my mother played Stevie's Living for the City over and over and over and over again, and I loved every minute of it. Thank you, Stevie.
From his seat, Stevie mouths the words, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, 9-time Grammy winner and a current Oscar nominee, John Legend.
The main stage takes on a blue hue. At center stage, John Legend sits at a piano. A high screen behind him displays a cluster of dancing lights.
Shattered dreams, worthless years. Here am I encased inside a hollow shell. Life began, then was done. Now I stare into a cold and empty well. The many sounds that meet our ears, the sights our eyes behold, will open up our merging hearts and feed our empty souls. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love this time, it will be forever. Without despair, we will share, and the joys of caring will not be been, must never end, and with the strength we have won't be erased. When the truths of love are planted firm, they won't be hard to find, and the words of love I speak to you will echo in your mind. When I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love this time, it will be forever. For God surely will answer my prayer. God surely will answer my prayer. I believe that God will answer.
Stevie and the rest of the audience give John a standing ovation. The back screen shows an image of Stevie.
Coming up next, Lady Gaga's take on I Wish, and Ariana Grande and Babyface work out on Signs, Fields & Lips. And still ahead, Tony Bennett, Annie Lennox, and more from Ed Sheeran as our tribute to Stevie Wonder continues. Only CBS. Gentlemen, please welcome Maya Rudolph.
Well, like a lot of us, I was blessed to grow up on the amazing Stevie Wonder. But I don't just mean Stevie's songs were playing in my living room. I mean Stevie Wonder was playing in my living room. That's because my mother, the beautiful Minnie Riperton, was blessed to call Stevie her friend.
Wearing a broad smile, Maya presses a hand over her heart.
And musical soulmate. The next song that we're about to hear might be the greatest song ever written about anyone's childhood. And it's from maybe the greatest album ever recorded, Songs in the Key of Life. I was only 4 then. I so wish my mother were here to share this night with you, Stevie, but I feel honored to stand where she might have and introduce musical royalty to sing I Wish, no, not Sir Duke, but 6-time Grammy winner, Lady Gaga.
Wearing a sequin dress, Lady Gaga sits at a keyboard.
Stevie, you were part of my life at such a young age. And I haven't shared this really with anyone, but my parents know because they're here tonight that your album was the first CD that I ever took myself when I was 6 years old and put it in the CD player. And you truly are the reason that I'm here today. Thank you so much for blessing us all. And I think about this song and I think about my childhood and that moment, and I wish I could just go back one time.
Come on!
The band jams behind Lady Gaga. She shakes her long blonde hair. Backup singers dance by microphones. In the audience, Tony Bennett claps along with rhythm. Gaga bounces on the piano bench as she plays. Lady Gaga stands and blows a kiss to Stevie. The woman beside Stevie tells him, and Stevie blows a kiss to Lady Gaga. In archival footage, Cher and Telly Savalas stand on a stage at a podium. Text reads, 16th Annual Grammy Awards, March 2nd, 1974.
And the winner is... Stevie Wonder for Intervision!
Since his first appearance back in 1974, Stevie Wonder and the Grammys have been inextricably tied.
And the winner is, you are the sunshine of my life, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder!
Stevie Wonder!
The
Stevie Wonder.
Most of all, I'd like to thank Stevie Wonder, who didn't make an album this year. So
Stevie plays harmonica. We view other past Grammy Award shows.
Over the course of 40 years, Stevie has always managed to keep us entertained at the Grammys.
No one, no one, no one on earth. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that wonderful?
So darn glad he let me try it again. It's my last time on earth, I made the whole world a sin.
Whether he's graciously accepting one of his staggering 25 awards,
I can only thank my maker. God, thank you so very much.
Or joking with his co-presenters.
Quiet!
I understand that we're running behind time. So, next cue card, please.
Stevie has always brought his unique style and wit to the show.
And the winner is, you know what? Hold on, let's just figure out that stuff.
Stevie rips up his script.
As the Grammys have made Stevie a part of their family.
Ladies and gentlemen, the true wonder of the world, Stevie Wonder!
So has Stevie made his own family a part of the Grammys.
This is my little sister, Renee, and that's my older brother, Milton. Now, I would like for you all, please, not to give this to me, but to my mother.
I would like to thank you all for making this my sunshine of my life tonight.
This is a sweet, bittersweet moment. I have to accept this award in memory of my mother. I thank you so much, and God bless you.
Stevie has infused every appearance on the Grammy stage with heartfelt warmth.
And as much as it is a lifetime achievement award, I commit myself to, for the rest of my life, doing all that God wants me to do. Thank you. God bless you.
And respect for his fellow performers.
I just want to say to Whitney up in heaven, we all love you, Whitney Houston.
But above all, Stevie Wonder has repeatedly shown us his unwavering ability to make us laugh.
You look wonderful. Let me take my glasses off.
Hold on. You see me?
She looks incredible. I want to get you all here to decide. Is it song number one, number two, number three, four, or five? You all say, which one is it? You want to know who the winner is? Everybody's a winner.
Stevie Wonder, we love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Derulo.
So this soulful smash from 1970 was the first hit Stevie produced for himself. The title Signed, Sealed, Delivered came from Stevie's mother, Lulu Mae Hardaway, and the song was co-written with the late, great Syreeta Wright, who Stevie married later that year. Here to sing Signed, Sealed, Delivered, for which Stevie received his first ever Grammy nomination, Ariana Grande and Babyface.
The singers sit on stools on the main stage. Babyface plays the guitar.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm your baby.
dance, Frankie Grande dances.
Coming up, a great performance by Annie Lennox, Don't You Worry About a Thing, with Pharrell Williams and Ryan Tedder. And Paul McCartney talks about little Stevie Wonder as our Grammy tribute to Stevie Wonder continues, only CBS.
30 years ago, Stevie lent his genius as a harmonica player to a song, There Must Be an Angel Playing With My Heart by Eurythmics. Recently, our next performer put a spell on the whole world at the Grammy Awards. And tonight, one of the great voices of the world sings one of Stevie's most romantic love songs. Sometimes things line up. Here to lovingly perform My Shutter and More for her friend Stevie, the one and only Annie Lennox.
Annie stands at center stage. Rises from his seat as he claps. Gladys Knight and Pharrell applaud among the star-studded audience. Now, Sir Paul McCartney stands in a room.
Okay, here we are backstage at the Grammys, and I just want to say to Stevie Wonder, you're just one of the most incredible musicians I have ever met. One of the nicest guys, so sweet. We got a great relationship when we were working together in Montserrat, which is now covered in volcanic dust. But it wasn't when we worked. And we had a beautiful time. And you told me stories about when you were a little kid before you got discovered by Motown, how you were little Steveland Morris. And then when you went back to the school, all the other kids were jealous, and they said, "Hey, Wonders, hey, Wonders."
Anyway, Stevie laughs.
You're beautiful, man. I always so love being in your presence. You're a total inspiration. I just think you are a genius. Stevie, I can't put it any other way. You're great.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pharrell Williams and Ryan Tedder.
Pharrell and Ryan take to the main stage.
The song Ryan Tedder, and I want to sing for you guys tonight, and Stevie, is from the masterpiece, Inner Visions. And it offers words of comfort we all need to hear sometimes. So trust me, don't worry about a thing.
Ryan Tedder joins in. And Ryan Tedder take a bow.
Make some noise for the incredible Stevie Wonder.
Coming up, Tony Bennett, Ed Sheeran, and the band Perry sing Stevie Standard as our Grammy tribute to Stevie Wonder continues, only CBS.
Tony Bennett.
The thing I love about Stevie Wonder that people don't realize, they see him as a great entertainer and they have a lovely time being entertained by him. But really, what he's doing is he's not acknowledged as one of the great jazz artists that ever lived. He starts playing, and it's completely spontaneous. It's right off the top of his heart, and he gives it out, and he gives you all. And he's just one of the great jazz artists that ever lived.
Tony stands on stage.
Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. And somehow I know I'll be strong. For once, I can touch what my heart used to dream of. My dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Once I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. But once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Tony holds out his arms and smiles at the crowd. Tony sets down his microphone and joins in the applause with a beaming smile.
Ed Sheeran dazzles with the performance of I Was Made to Love It, and the band Perry, Andrea Bocelli, and more as our Grammy tribute to Stevie Wonder continues, only CBS.
In 1972, Stevie released an album called Music of My Mind on which he played nearly every instrument. It was groundbreaking. And now, over 40 years later, a young singer-songwriter using the technology of the day builds upon the foundation laid by the great Stevie Wonder. Here is Ed Sheeran.
On the main stage, Ed uses his foot to nudge a pedal on an effects unit on the floor. He steps between two microphones and plays a guitar, unaccompanied by the rest of the band.
I was born in Little Bar. Had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high top shoes and shirt tails. Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know my papa disapproved. My mama boo-hooed it. But I told him time and time again. But you know I was made to love her. Build my world all around her. Hey, my love blossomed tenderly. My life grew sweeter to thee. I know that my baby loves me. My baby needs me. That's why we made it through this. Don't you know I was made to love her, worship and adore her? Yeah.
Oh, I love it, just want it, 'cause I love my baby now, now. Say all through thick and thin. Oh, I love it, just want it, 'cause I love my baby now. My baby loves me.
Ed gets a standing ovation.
Thank you.
He nods humbly to the crowd. Stevie applauds. On the small side stage, Tyler Perry stands under a spotlight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Perry.
The song that we are about to hear came from Stevie's 1974 album, Fulfillingness's First Finale, and is one of his funkiest and most political. It was directed poignantly at then-President of the United States, Richard Nixon. How good a song is it? Well, 2 days later, the record came out and Nixon resigned. Here to perform, You Haven't Done Nothing. Or as my mama would say, you ain't done a damn thing. In very different times, three members of my extended family who just won a new Grammy, the band Perry.
The musical trio performs on the main stage. Kimberly dances at her microphone. Her brothers Reed and Neil play the bass guitar and banjo.
Stevie.
Janelle Monáe, Jill Scott, and India Arie are up next. And Stevie Wonder takes the stage as our Grammy tribute to Stevie Wonder continues, only CBS. Ladies and gentlemen, an original and founding member of the Supremes, Mary Wilson.
Thank you so much. Stevie, I remember a long time ago, 1961 perhaps, I guess it was, we the Supremes were at Motown and we were like hanging around Barry. Of course, this was before we had hit records. There's something very supremely wonderful about three women putting their voices together. Anyway, please welcome a very talented trio that got together for one night only to salute Stevie. And it's India Arie, Janelle Monáe, and Jill Scott.
Thank you, Mary Wilson.
Amazing.
We are proud to stand together and sing one of Stevie's greatest songs, In the Key of Life.
This is one of the greatest love songs ever written. And we sing it tonight as a love letter to this man and this artist we could not admire more.
This song is called As. And Stevie, until the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky, we'll be loving you always.
The three women stand together on the main stage.
She's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured. I'll be loving you always. As now can reveal the mystery of tomorrow, and with passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new. So what I'll say is true, that I'll be loving you always. Just love.
On his feet, Stevie smiles and applauds. Janelle and India pull Jill into a group hug.
Please welcome Andrea Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli stands on stage.
Stevie, you are a genius. You are a great composer. Every people knows on the planet. The only problem is that listening to this song, I thought it was a very simple song. When I decide to sing the song, geez, so difficult.
Stevie laughs.
I did all my best just to say I love you. Thank you very much.
The main stage lights shift to a red glow. Andrea stands at center stage. Applauds with a big smile.
Jennifer Hudson, Neo, and a special surprise for Stevie as our Grammy salute to Stevie Wonder continues, only CBS. Ladies and gentlemen, Grammy and Oscar winner, Jennifer Hudson.
This is one of my favorite songs. Stevie, you have touched all of us so dearly. So I can only hope to touch you with this.
Wearing a long black dress, Jennifer stands at center stage. Behind her, rows of stage lights aim their beams downward.
Time, a future none can.
Hudson blows a kiss and bows.
We love you so much, Stevie.
She blows another kiss. Stevie applauds. Jennifer bows and starts off the stage. LL Cool J takes the stage.
Before we go any further, let's put the spotlight on our musical director who actually started with Stevie Wonder when he was 19 years old. Give a round of applause for Greg Fillinganes and his wonderful orchestra.
Greg waves and bows, then gestures to his orchestra. The musical director returns to his keyboard.
Who has done more to help the rest of us to see the abilities of people who are blind than Stevie Wonder? He's done this through his words, but even more through his actions. So tonight, at Stevie's request, we take you into his world. To do that, we're asking all of you here to close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. And for all of you at home, you can close your eyes as well now. We're darkening your screen so that you can share Stevie's inner visions. And as you listen, consider the fact that Stevie wrote this next song in the key of life to celebrate the birth of his daughter Aisha in 1975. Isn't She Lovely is one of the most joyful and life-affirming songs ever created. Also remember, this gifted man wrote this song about someone he has loved for nearly 40 years, but only seen in his mind's eye. Performing Isn't She Lovely tonight, three-time Grammy winner, Ne-Yo.
Ne-Yo takes the main stage.
Stevie Wonder, I am who I am because you are who you are. I just want to say thank you.
Isn't she lovely?
Over black, words appear. Do we have to find our wings and fly away to the visions in our mind? Stevie Wonder, Visions, 1973.
Isn't she precious? Born with a heart of gold. I never thought through love, Stevie, would make one as lovely as she. But isn't she lovely, made from the.
The picture returns.
Isn't she lovely?
Stevie's daughter walks on stage. Escorts Aisha to her dad.
Isn't he special? My inspiration's love. You've been a soul pride. It's people not watching. Thank you for so many blessings. Through the melodies that you sing. So very special. We love you.
Ne-Yo and Aisha each stand with an arm around Stevie.
I love you, Daddy.
They both give Stevie a hug.
That sounds great.
He raises their hands in the air.
Stevie Wonder takes the stage next with a medley of classic hits you don't want to miss. Only CBS. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Foxx.
Right away. Y'all having a good time? Make some noise. Come on. We've had some incredible people on this stage. Now, a lot of people try to imitate Stevie Wonder.
Jamie Foxx tries to clap like Stevie.
I tried it a couple of times myself, but let's just be honest. Stevie Wonder has more talent in his braids than most of the artists that are out here today.
One braid from Stevie Wonder does more talent than some of the stuff that is out here today. That's why he's been able to reign for decades. But Stevie's good book is a songbook, maybe the deepest and most beautiful of all time. And I believe the secrets we can all seek can be found right there in Stevie's songs in The Key of Life. So right now, get on your feet right now. Get on your feet right now, because accept no substitute, because here is Stevie Wonder himself, the Academy. Thank you. The most important figure in music of all time, Stevie Wonder.
On the main stage, Stevie sits at a keyboard. The stage glows in a rich purple hue. You are listening to video description on the secondary audio program channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV. In the crowd, Pharrell mimes playing the keyboard. At her seat, Beyoncé grooves to the music. The stage lights change to red. Audience, Janelle Monáe mouths the words, "Oh my God, wow." The stage lights change to a deep blue. A male background vocalist holds a microphone.
I love you. You are the sunshine of my life. It's why I'll always be right.
A female background vocalist joins in. the audience, Jay-Z and Beyonce sing along. Stevie moves from his keyboard to a piano. A row of yellow stage lights aim their beams upward. Stevie pulls the microphone closer to his lips.
So long for this night I bring that it's done.
Stevie brings a harmonica to his lips. Stevie stands for the audience, then sits back at the keyboard.
Hit me!
audience members dance, including Lady Gaga. Stevie grooves behind his keyboard. Stevie faces the audience with his arms spread wide.
Coming up, an all-star finale you don't want to miss.
Stevie Wonder hasn't simply given the world great songs. He's given us great songs that have moved us to do great things. So as we celebrate his many achievements, let's take a moment to remember how Stevie used the power of music to help inspire our nation to once and for all honor the undying dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream.
The March on Washington, August
28, 1963. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
John Conyers.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was an intellectual prophet, but he combined that with his leadership ability.
Tony Bennett.
He was very inspiring because he spoke beautifully. He just spoke from his heart and his wonderful mind.
And I've seen the promised land.
King's final speech.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Andrew J. Young.
After his death, we were trying to live out and fulfill Dr. King's dream.
And it occurred to me, a national holiday in his honor.
Archival
footage.
There's
no doubt that we need a national holiday. We need a moment to come together in the spirit of a man who taught this world how to love.
Well, Martin Luther King Jr. would say that a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. That was the purpose of our protests and much of his preaching. But Stevie Wonder made it into a song.
Happy birthday to you.
Crowds of people
Happy
sing along.
Happy birthday.
The song Happy Birthday helped the movement, and the support for the King Holiday Bill grew.
It transformed it from a political issue to an artistic expression.
Archival news footage of Dan Rather.
The Senate today made it final. Slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. is now the only American besides George Washington to have a federal holiday to mark his birth.
It was a tremendous moment for the elimination of racial prejudice.
Somewhere, Dr. King is smiling, not because his birthday is a national holiday, but because we, as Americans, are moving in the right direction.
Stevie Wonder is a very spiritual human being. Music does that to you. He feels more of the vibrations of life than you and I see.
You can't get a bigger heart than Stevie Wonder, you know?
He saw Dr. King as being a transformative figure. And so it was a coming together of a great musician and what I think is the greatest leader of the 20th century.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
A black and white image shows Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in a church. Now, Stevie holds a microphone on stage surrounded by the other performers and presenters.
I cannot leave this stage, this building, this planet, without letting you all know how much I thank you. I love you. I don't have to know you. I may have not ever met you or may never meet you, but I want you to know that I love you. I love you, first of all, because the God that I serve says we should love everyone. I also love you because it feels better to love than to hate. And I believe that if we can just come together, because we must come together, because we are at a spiritual warfare, and we must, without question, let the world know that love is king and queen. I encourage the songwriters, all of us as songwriters, to write songs about love, to inspire and encourage our family. I encourage our family as people in the media and press everywhere to inspire this world, inspire this planet. Because I believe that if we come together, as it is said, when two or more believe, then Almighty God is between it. Let us come together. Let us fool everyone that thinks it's impossible. Let's make the impossible so very possible by loving. Love is the key, and you've given me love, and I thank you for it. Thank you so much.
Our view pans over the audience. Stevie sits at the keyboard.
It is why I, without question, felt it important to have a national holiday acknowledging Dr. Martin Luther King with a national holiday, a day that we could celebrate every single person who've lived and who's died for the principles of freedom, equality, and civil rights, and economic rights, and justice, but as well, every culture, for we truly are the world. Don't ever forget that. And the sooner you know it and believe it, and are clear on it, the brighter the world will be. Let's hit it. Let's do happy birthday right now, everybody. Here we go, everybody, come on.
Standing behind Stevie, the other performers and presenters clap along. The back screen shows images of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. At the piano. Credits appear as the performance continues. Executive producer, Ken Ehrlich. Executive producer, R.A. Clark. Produced by Renato Basile. Directed by Leon Knowles. Written by Ken Ehrlich, David Wild. Talent producer, Chantel Sosedo. Music director, Greg Fillinganes. Production designer, Matthew Russell. Lighting designers, Ted Wells, Matt Firestone. Copyright 2015 National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, Inc. All rights reserved.